9 years ago, I put my 5-year-old son, Wyatt, on a bus for his first day of school and did what nearly every other mother does. I followed it. I watched his little blonde head bopping above the seat as the bus wound through the neighborhood. I drifted behind at every stop, watching the other kids get on and my son looking out the window. I hovered in the school parking lot as he walked into the building. And then I proceeded to cry at the loss of his childhood. I know, this is what every red-blooded kid goes through in life. It's a rite of passage for growing up. Going to school is what kids do. It helps them become confident, independent, socialized, educated, and capable of thriving in the world. I did it. You probably did it. So I went along with it. After all, I didn't know any different. And Wyatt thrived in school. He made friends, he got good grades, he impressed his teachers, he won Citizen of the Month, and we proudly displayed the banner in our front yard. I joined the class for field trips, birthdays, and end-of-year celebrations. When he was home, we went on adventures, played outside, read lots of books, and made the most of our time together. He learned to read and sit in a circle, and at the end of the year, I felt proud of us both. He made it. I made it. I decided half-day kindergarten wasn't half bad. But then it was over. The next year, we started all over again, this time for a full 7-hour day. It wasn't long before I noticed some changes in my firstborn. His disposition toward us changed. He seemed more distant. He became more interested in what other kids thought of him. He was losing his childlike innocence. I saw the light go out in his eyes. My son had always cherished his childhood. He wasn't in a rush to grow up. He empathized with those who were hurting or suffering. He was troubled by coarse language, and he could easily discern the negative attitudes of other people. By being thrust into the rushing stream of peers I couldn't filter, pressures I couldn't anticipate, and institutionalized learning with people who didn't know or love my son as much as I did, he was becoming someone other than who he was meant to be. Also, I missed my boy. The bus arrived at 8 o'clock in the morning and came home at nearly 4 in the afternoon. We had a little time for play before dinner, but then he had an hour of homework, and then it was time for bed. It didn't seem right that strangers got to spend more time with my son than I did. I wanted to give him a childhood, and I wanted to experience it with him. The loss of childhood. I'm just going to say it. Childhood has been lost to video games, to sports leagues, to after-school programs, to daycare, to mobile devices, to peer pressure, to Netflix, to gifted classes, to extracurricular activities, to homework, to being carted between split homes every other weekend, and to busy schedules, just like their parents. Some say this is progress, that we've evolved as a species to the point where children are able to act like adults, carry the same responsibilities, and handle the same pressures. And to a degree, this is true. Science has taught us so much about the young mind. We've learned there are billions of neurons making connections in a young child, that working memory is key to intelligence, and that the brain's ability to decipher the subtle sounds of foreign languages begins to diminish after the age of 5. We've learned that the immature brain is capable of extraordinary feats, and that it is most flexible early in life to engage with a wide range of experiences, languages, and interactions. We know this. And much more. But the fact that a child is capable of so much doesn't mean she is meant to operate at full capacity all the time. In fact, a 2014 study by the American Psychological Association revealed that the average reported stress in children during the school year exceeds that of adults. Other studies reveal that children simply cannot learn under stress. This isn't progress. It's preposterous.